Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles, hold on to your lace fronts and your cush blunts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Cali's Finest Radio, authorized by the people. Hey, yo, this is your boy that's back for more promos hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting, the inmate running this cuckoo's nest. And we are broadcasting on Power Radio Nation on over 50 platforms around the world to the millions. of ears to get their late. Daily dose of the, you did fine, daily dose of the streets. My boys are Innovative Culture. It's on the visuals, and I know they got me. Now, today's Get Up and Grind quote, this comes from Nas. Last week's came from Nas. This week is coming from Nas, too. He has a lot of good insight. So he said, working with great people makes you great. You learn a lot, and it also gives you the experience and confidence to move on with your own career. Mm-hmm. I think that's a dope quote. I definitely try to live by that. You know what I'm saying? You seize every day, and you treat it like it's your last. But I got my co-host in the building.
Hey, y'all. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's the girl, L.A. Hottie. You already know. Make sure you guys are following me on all platforms at the LA Hottie. That's THEELA Hottie. Make sure you go like, comment, share, subscribe, all that. And just so you already know, don't at me if you ain't nasty, okay?
Hey.
Period.
Don't.
Yeah, put three T's on that because she tasty. You feel what I'm saying? On me. So let's keep this rocking and rolling. This person across the way from me, it's a good friend of mine. Definitely we working, doing some things, put some things together, and I had to get her down for this episode today. I'm gonna tell you guys why a little later on. All right, but this is the lovely Jay Chanel. How are you?
I'm blessed. What's up, y'all? My name is Jay Chanel. I'm a filmmaker out here trying to be great like y'all. You get what I mean? Just That's a little right. razzle dazzle in my sauce.
Right. I heard
it
that.
Makes me different, makes me unique, and I'm getting into my hosting bag, so y'all gonna be seeing me soon.
That part right there.
You guys can follow me, Jay Chanel. Simple. Simple. That's Jay it. Chanel. I bring That's the it. Vibes, I bring the life, I bring the light.
Yeah, bro. Hey.
That's dope.
I need some marshmallows and some graham crackers because so much chocolate up in here today. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me focus. Let me try to focus. I need to focus.
It's the wordplay for me.
Okay.
I need to focus because tonight is a very special night, all right? But we got to get through the current events. So what we do is we keep our finger on the pulse, and we always get results here at Cali's Finest. So we do what I like to call a trap activity. And the way that works is we talk about everything going on in our trap at home and beyond, you know, because news okay. everywhere is important. Okay, so I'm going to start off controversial. I've been ducking this topic, actually, for the past couple weeks. But I want to kind of talk about this, okay? Do you guys know who Dylan Mulvaney is?
No.
Okay. So Dylan Mulvaney, he's a very viral. He's a viral TikTok star.
Okay.
Okay. He's transgender. Okay. He identifies as a woman. Okay. He's like, you know, that's his lifestyle, and he's part of that community. And the company, you guys know Anheuser-Busch. That's the company that makes Bud Light. Mm-hmm. Okay. They actually, because he's viral, has a lot of support from that community. They signed him to an endorsement deal, or her. I'm sorry, her. Okay. To an endorsement deal, okay? And basically, I mean, I think they gave her like $150,000 to promote the product. Now, because of that, Anheuser-Busch has lost in value, lost, I believe, about, excuse me, an estimated like $5 billion. Like, they took that much of a plunge, okay? A lot of people, what I'm getting to here is a lot of people feel like someone who's transgender, that's okay, but you know, as long as you're not putting anybody else down. But you know, he's kind of a character of a woman, and he's done a lot of over the top things, made a lot of women upset. So I just kind of want to know, honestly, what's your opinion on the whole, you know, transgender female thing? Do y'all feel intimidated by them at all, or do you, you know, how, what's y'all view on that community? You know, you don't have to get too raw or get as raw as you want.
I would just be straight up. I don't really think about them or like worry about them. Like if I see a transgender, it's like okay, like it's never like a look at like I just mind my business really. Like that's what I. That's okay. That's the truth.
Right. I feel that. I just feel like that's them. You feel me? This is us.
Yeah.
Just whenever we enter in the same room, just pay me the same respect that you want.
Right.
That's it. Treat other people how you want to be treated. And mind your business. I'm going to stay in my lane because ain't no traffic in my
lane. That's it.
I'm going to keep moving.
That's it. I
get
real.
I get that. Do you think that there's a problem with people not dealing with the brand anymore because of this person endorsing that product? Do you think they're in the wrong?
I mean, I feel like everybody have their own beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own thing that they like that and things that they don't like. So,
No, I get it.
I mean, everybody entitled to their opinion, what they support, because it may be some things I don't support, and I want people to respect that. Like, look, I don't support that.
Right.
You know, and I look at me as a bad person because I have my own little values or, you know.
I get it.
How
do y'all feel about them informing men that they are transgender when they decide to date men, since straight men?
Well, when did you want to be informed?
Well, like, I mean, this ain't... Of course I would. I'm a man. Course I would. But I'm just saying, from a female perspective, like, do you feel like... I mean, because you guys just said, like, yo, we're not tripping on them. We don't even look at them like that.
Yeah.
Right? But how do you feel about that? Like, what if a man that you were dealing with told you in like, you know, you start dating a man, and you got, who was your ex? Talk to me. Because you guys do that, you know. Talk to me about your ex. Like, you know, why'd you guys break up, right? Right? Y'all do that, right? So he tells you, I dated a female for about, you know, 2 years or whatever. We was cool. And he said, well, and, you know, she was transgender. And he just, boom, drops that bomb on you. Like, does that change the way you look at him?
I mean, he broke up with him because he found out he was transgender, right?
No. We don't know the reason they broke. I'm just saying he just lets you know in conversation
that
my previous girlfriend was transgender.
But he don't say that they broke up. So basically, hold on.
I would just have a lot of questions with that, and it just gotta make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it just gotta make sense because it's kind of like, I don't know how deep are we in that relationship when we find this out, or is it just like we're just dating? We're just talking, and then he tells me that, and it's like, oh, okay.
That does make a big
difference. Yeah, like, if we're
in too deep,
I'm like, hey, oh, so you was doing the bending. Janet Jackson, Nah, I don't know. I guess it just depends on if we're on surface level or deep level, and then it's just, do I want to rock with something like that?
I mean, yeah, because you have to think about it for a second. Like, you know, he could have been dealing with a transgender that, you know, still had some original equipment. That does happen.
I mean
that respectfully.
Wow.
So he tells you that his ex-girlfriend was a transgender that had the extra parts. Does that change the way you look at him?
First off, why you didn't tell me this in the beginning? Why are you just now telling me this? Like, that's something you supposed to tell somebody.
Okay, so let's say you're not slipping out of this. Let's say that this is that y'all getting to know, y'all in the getting to know each other.
We're at the surface level.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
we gonna be dope friends.
I can't move on with that.
Why? But
me personally,
don't bother y'all. Y'all said y'all don't see it.
So I mean, it's different if your dude you talking to is bothering him.
Okay. Then my dude, that bothers me.
That bothers
but as far as like me being your presence, that don't bother me.
Yeah, no, I get that part.
But the dating is out.
Like, no,
I really would want to know personally, like, how in depth was that? Like, was it when you found
they out had sex? Them? Let's say yes, they did the thing. They dated for 2 years. They've had sex.
They was in a real relationship.
It was in a real relationship.
Real and raw. Raw and real.
I mean, I just personally.
Does he lose? Does
he does? It, I mean, it is. I am gonna. Look at him.
Is he less to in your eyes as a woman, as black women? Does he lose masculinity in your eyes when he tells
definitely.
You?
Definitely.
Yeah. Ooh.
Definitely.
Huh. Because a masculine man is just that. It's not gonna like another masculine. It's an alpha man. Yeah. It ain't no compromise with the masculine alpha man.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. who you are.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, like, if you was dating this individual and you found out and you continue to date the individual, then you enjoy that. You embark that. So
right.
Okay, cool. So but I want a man.
So wait a minute. So if it was a situation where, let's say they didn't date for 2 years, let's say he told you the first time they were about to get intimate, he found out. But and they messed around, but he decided it wasn't for him. It was an experiment, right? So was it the same thing to you that he did that in the past?
Bill Nye, the science guy. So he want to go and experiment and test him. What is there to experiment? What is there to test out?
Me, if he told me in the beginning, to be honest, my reaction would just be like, basically, that's kind of his business. I'm just personally not going to date you because I don't want somebody that want what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
I don't want that, so.
Okay, I can
that's honestly. That's just that.
Okay.
But we could be friends, you cool, I ain't judging you, that's your life,
nothing
you know?
Against it, nothing against the lifestyle, Cam, the trend.
Ain't nobody getting no vagina in that situation. Right. I see that. Okay, well, you know what,
To
each. You can make it better, talking about experimenting. You got plenty of fish you could experiment on. Real ones.
I feel like women, we got to. Never mind. I'm talking listen, too much.
Yeah, look.
Hold on, Holly.
Listen.
Hold on.
So listen, we want y'all to know here at Kelly's Finds, we don't have any problem with anybody from the LGBT community. This is just, we just sharing our opinions, and I really want to get women's take on this situation.
I just did a song with somebody.
Okay.
Okay, so let's reapproach that question.
Uh-huh.
How would you deal with that if you were dating someone who told you?
I would tell them that that's not my thing.
Would you experiment?
No, I mean,
I don't know. Why I'm just asking.
Hold on.
Are we just asking?
No. That's their lifestyle. That's what they choose to do. There's no shade whatsoever. Okay. We in a totally different day and age. I have a son. He likes girls, but if he were to come to me and tell me that he likes men, I'm not gonna love him any less. So
Correct. How
can I judge anybody else? It's not what's for you ain't for me. But that's your life. Live it. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about respect.
Yeah,
each other.
That's how you want to be treated.
At the end of the day, whether you short, tall, fat, skinny, whatever, it's just all about respect.
Show love. Has no gender, no color, no
that's
nothing.
It everybody not gonna be the same. We not all meant to be the same and do the same things. Everybody
it's
different.
Our differences
so
that make us special.
Just respect everybody.
So okay,
in the story,
so let me switch gears on this. Okay, so we all know about the Cash App founder Bob Lee, right? We know he's dead now, rest in peace. And he was stabbed. Okay, he was stabbed by somebody he knew. The guy's name was Nemo Momeni, okay? The reason why this is a crucial topic to me is because last week I talked about, the new kind of Cash App service through the federal government, but we're going to go a different route. The reason he was stabbed, okay? So the reason that Nemo stabbed him was because apparently there was a situation where Bob Lee probably was in an inappropriate situation with Nemo's sister. Now now Nemo was a tech guru, just like Bob, right? So there's record of them having an argument where Nemo is questioning Bob Lee if he gave her drugs or anything like that. Mm. Pretty much, did you alter her state of mind?
Right.
In my opinion, I feel like he found out they was fucking. Mm-hmm. Just gonna keep that shit.
That's his sister. His sister.
Yeah, his sister. Oh, okay, gotcha. Right. And so he basically lured him to a secluded place and he stabbed him, and the man, the man bled out. He suffered on his way out.
And this story has been verified, like all
right.
Yeah. The part about the sister, all of that. That's a real thing. If you were his sister, would you approve? Let's say that a man forced himself upon you, God forbid. But let's say a man that forced himself upon you, SA, right? And your brother kills this man. Do you forgive him for that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And let's say he got kids now, and let's say now these kids don't, let's say the baby mama in and out the picture. Let's say you're going to have to take up some of the mantle for these kids.
And he killed them because this individual supposedly altered me by drugs or whatever.
Is he, are there some things that are unforgivable? Are there some things that, a life doesn't need to be lost behind?
Yes, I think so. And I also think that you can say no. You can say no to anything. And so it's kind of like, how much willfulness were you with that? Mm. You know, did you agree? Did you, like, it's so much behind that as far as like, what did you do? What part did you play? I feel like there's three sides to the story. Their side, her side, and the truth. And we really don't know what that truth is. Only she initially knows what that truth is. Sure. And in reality, it could have just stayed between them if it wasn't really life-threatening, because who's to say she wasn't enjoying it? But to, even if it got out, to just really take that life away of an individual, if that was the case, nah, I think that's reckless. Okay. I think that's really reckless.
That's a good answer. Howdy, what you think?
That's actually what I was gonna say. Like, I feel like certain things are not worth like people's lives and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. that's their life. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it could be worked out other ways, or you know, like, but taking somebody's life, I'm never right. like for that.
Okay.
I miss the days, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I miss the days when people really just took it to the street. I know culture yeah. is different, but yeah. I miss the days like, we gonna box this out. We gonna do it a certain yeah. way where they don't have to take your life.
And like, it's crazy because right. they doing that to people. Like it's like, you understand when people die, that's it. Like
literally,
and you that's really it. Taking yeah, that over. From somebody. So it's like,
then you in jail. Then it's yeah, just a it's domino just, effect.
Yeah, game over, right?
Mm-hmm. And imagine spending your life in jail, like waiting right. to die.
And you had a peak in your life that yeah. a lot of people can't touch, and you just end it all because you want right.
to
take a life.
And all that leads back to people just not being able to control their anger.
Yeah,
they just be so mad. Yeah, and everybody's so unstable with their emotions.
Yeah,
so where people just doing stuff out of anger, and then afterwards it's like, damn, I went too right. far.
No, I get it.
I know they be thinking that like. It wasn't even worth yeah, it. Like, rage, yeah, I did like the dude with Nipsey. Like I know he was like, oh, man, yeah, wasn't even that serious, man. Oh, like,
that shit.
I know.
But yeah, so, all right. So we're going to take us a break, all right? We're going to roll you guys into some stacks, smooth sounds. If you would like to hear your music played, then please tap in with the email, calisfinestradio1@gmail.com. That's CALISFINEST, radio1@gmail.com. We're going to go ahead and get this done, and we're going to get messy a little later on. But just remember, it's up and stuck, and it's never coming down. California's finest radio. Lego.
Lego.
My life ain't perfect, but I'm steady perfecting. Your pockets stay broke, you worry about being accepted. Niggas can't tell rejection, niggas is bitches, they stay in their feelings. Oh, I just, we gon' make a million, we gon' make a killing. Shoot my hands in the wrong bitches and they plotted on me. But I'm so real, if you ain't got it, you know I got it on me. And I ain't lying, all my songs look like I got it on me. But if you pull that shit up, man, you better hold it by it, homie. I ain't one of them bitches acting like I'm thug, yeah. But if you touch my G, better respect to something. I want some new shit now, I'm tired of clubbing. Had to get it out the mud, and nobody gave me nothing. Yeah.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah, we back in the spot, man. We are broadcasting to you right now from Radio Power Radio Nation. I broadcast on over 50 platforms around the world, man. Last I checked, listening base was 151,000 people. So we in their face, and we not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Smack them up. You dig? You know what's crazy? When's the last time you heard about an attorney getting arrested at a trial?
I don't hear that in my everyday life.
Yeah, right?
No, for real.
You don't hear
what
that.
What happened?
Well, okay, real quick.
Young Thugs.
Yeah, real quick. His name is Miles Farley. He's a lawyer, aka Slotto or Little Miles. I knew when I read this article, when you got a lawyer that got nicknames like that, that this nigga, nah, bro. But he's representing the YSL member Miles Farley. That's okay. He's the rapper. So the attorney, he was accused of possessing prescription drugs and assaulting an officer during the Young Thug trial on Wednesday. Okay, they saying that they severed his case, Farley's case, from all the other YSL members because apparently the attorney tried to smuggle drugs into
I'm not about to play.
That shit was fucking
crazy.
I
did hear that actually, now that I think about it.
Like, it's just crazy. Be careful who you get to hire to represent you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really not gonna trust a nigga that's cool with shoving a coke balloon up his ass and shit, carrying it into court. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. But Heidi, talk to me. What you got for me?
What's up, y'all?
What's up,
this is my
Heidi?
Favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask y'all a question. True or false? True or false, women get their body done for themselves and not for attention. True or false?
I'll start. It varies, but I'm gonna go ahead and say false.
Okay, false. You gotta explain why.
Yeah, you gotta explain that.
Okay, because I would say when you think of people that's considered influencers and where they're at now with their life, for instance, Blac Chyna. A lot of stuff that they do, if it was for themselves, they would never revert back. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are reverting back to their original bodies or taking more ass out or reducing their boobs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if it was for you, it's for you. You get what I mean? Don't play with it. You spend all that money. Yeah. Don't play with it. So yeah. If you did it for mm-hmm. you did it for you. But a lot of people, when they hit a peak in their life, it seemed like, and they figured that they're at this new elevation in their life, now they want to come back to their norm. So right. That's why I say it's false.
So you think it's for attention?
I think it's a lot of attention seeking for the mass, not woman. Yeah, a lot of validating. Mm-hmm. And then when you get all that and you realize it's not all cracked up to me, because a guy gonna date you how he gonna date you. He gonna date you.
Regardless.
Bill, or he gonna date you original, whoever, however. Yeah. So I think when you get to that point, it's kind of like, okay, are you really doing it for you? And if not, then now they're reverting back.
I feel like, first of all, it's not for us. Like, I don't, no shade to any woman that's gotten a procedure done. I used to actually date a woman who had got the procedure done, and she got it done by a good one too. But the thing is it's like, it's a sign of emotional damage to me for a woman to feel that low about herself, to feel like she got to go to a doctor to get, like, you know, confidence installed into her body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I
like,
feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
You feel me?
Confidence installed.
Because it comes from insecurity.
Exactly. That's
a lot.
That same woman that was walking around, that walks around in the club looking like she got two basketballs in the back of her jeans. And a lot of times the shit don't be looking right. They don't be having all the money to get the whole shit done. So they get...
But you know, you got the media talking about big booty help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where the titties at?
Again, so everybody feel like, that's validation. Titties, that's validation.
I'm like, this is what they like. So.
That's validation. That's the key word.
In reality, when you ask how many, what kind of women dudes like, a lot of them be like natural. Like, a lot of them do, although they date the opposite.
I don't be believing that no more. I feel like a dude gonna date whoever he wanna date, whether she got a BBL, whether she got a natural body. They like whatever they like about
this
girl. I'll
be damned if I built my body and you cheat on me with a OG, like original body, like I'll be damned.
And that's probably another reason why they like, a lot of women get their body done and still not happy. That's because
still not happy.
You still get treated the same. Like, you probably get a little bit more attention now, which attention for a woman, when you get so much of it, it doesn't feel good. Like, everywhere you go is like, boom, the spotlight.
And half
like,
the time, the attention is, we want to
so it's
that.
Like, always having that attention could be, like, draining. Right. Like, oh, my God. Another nigga that I want to fuck, like.
I feel like I feel like it contributes to, like, the hypersexualization of women, right? Like, it's basically, it produces a bad result, because with more women that go and get that done, it makes them, like, you know, more, they feel it makes them more appealing. And men got two choices. It's like, you know, if every woman in the world went and got a BBL, men ain't going to stop fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're going to have to choose up. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It kind of like, you're forcing this on me now. I might think you a dope person, but you tell me I got a breast job or I got an ass lift or whatever. I might be thinking like, okay, you kind of like, you fooling me a little bit. Like, I wanted you. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the people that people are talking about right now is Melanie King. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but Melanie King, she's very popular on YouTube. She's a, you know, influencer. She's like a strong proponent for the black man of spear. You know what I'm saying? Like red pill. And so basically it's kind of a thing where, you know, they're talking and they're accusing her of plastic surgery. And she like definitely gets on a lot of women about, you know, not having enough confidence and carrying themselves the right way. So she's going through a lot of criticism too. I don't really feel that you need that. Like, you don't need that. Right. Like, I've seen some women that you be like, how the fuck she pushing a baby stroller? And you like, who is fucking her?
Yeah.
It's always, you know what I'm saying? Like, some
who got
nigga,
her pregnant?
You feel me? Like, not, you know, like no shade, but I mean, that's a
they
fact.
They really do be like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a thing where, you know what I mean? I just think that you got to find that confidence and that power within yourself as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Turn your negatives into positives. You know, don't let the negatives define you.
Right.
That's what I expect, like, women. Well, this is what I've learned, and this is just what I've been practicing myself for, like, the past few months. But, like, really learning to, like, spend time with myself, love myself, like, how I am. Not how I want to be. Like, oh, I want a flat stomach. I want,
right.
And I don't love myself because I'm not where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm learning to really just, like, love all of me, like, everything.
Seriously.
Right.
That's what
self-love
is.
And when you love yourself, it really don't, you literally don't give a fuck.
Don't.
I mean, right. Don't care what people think. Because it's like, I love me. I don't care. I love me. You ain't gotta love me.
I validated myself.
Like, you feel me? So, that's, like, it's all mental, really.
No, definitely.
And it's about your confidence. So, like, fixing your body up, but your mental's still bad. That's why they, like, still not happy. They still not
peace.
Happy. Still. Right. You know, so it's just...
No, I get it. I get it. before we take this next break, I'd also like to send my thoughts and prayers out to Jamie Foxx and the family of Jamie Foxx.
He's still...
Yes, he is in a hospital in Atlanta right now. He said he had a medical complication. There's a lot of theories out there. But I just wish his family the best. And I'm praying for him that he make a fast recovery. And he back out here making them jams. His first
I
album.
I love me some Jamie.
First album.
DJ, won't you play that song?
Man, people don't talk about that first album enough. Like
that's an all-in-one gifted brother. But there has been an update. Doctors have said that he is up and woke.
Okay,
he's
good.
Alert.
That's good.
So now they're just monitoring him. That was an update.
Hey, shout out Jamie Foxx, man.
We love you, Jamie.
So look, man, it's about to get crazy up in this piece in a minute. But before we do, we're going to roll you guys into another music break. This Stacks Smooth Sounds. If you would like to hear your music played on this program, please email us at Cali'sFinestRadio1@gmail.com. Yo, this is Cali's Finest Radio live on Power Radio Nation. It's up and stuck. And it's never coming down West Coast. Let's go.
Solo. She try to hide me, hot shit, hot climbing. Bad bitch ain't no getting by me. We fly as niggas, yeah, we fly and we try it then. Yeah, lost his bitch, tell her to try again. We the hottest in the city, know we poppin' now. Yeah, you know we poppin' now. Different type of bitches from the tropics. So I'm just tryna keep it real and keep it honest. And shawty did me wrong, but I had to flip my chance on her. Had to show him I'm the man with the plan on her. Shawty out here really think she winning, she a loser. She the last place bitch, I wouldn't choose her. Every minute different bitch, this is so what type of time I'm on. Like my nigga Brady said, shawty what you lying for? Shawty couldn't hurt me with my eyes closed. Shawty couldn't hurt me with a blindfold.
Everybody watching where the time go. I can tell she feel like got her eyes closed. All she always see me on a high note. She wanna go everywhere that I go. Stacking my bread, got a silo. To say you love me, don't gotta lie though. You don't gotta lurk in the shadows. That's just something about me, I know.
Everybody asking where they
time at.
I just fucked your bitch and made it climax. Sending nigga pictures to my iChat. Left her on scene, she don't like that. Say you love me, little baby, ain't gotta lie though. I can pick and choose, little baby, you just decide. Put it on my mama, my granny, and on the Bible. I ain't signing J, but nigga, I'm still a tie. Baby, she can see it with her eyes closed. Shiny and I'm shining, ain't no rhinestone. Shining. Told me that she love me, it's a typo.
Don't love me.
Only fucked you once, you went psycho. Oh yeah, she's a sight war, baby. Eggshells, can't be walking on a tightrope, baby. That just might drive me crazy. Swerving my whip down the side road, baby, yeah.
Everybody watching where the time go. I can tell she feel like got her eyes closed. All she always see me on a high note. She wanna go everywhere that I go. Stacking my bread, got a silo. Say you love me, don't gotta lie though. You don't gotta lurk in the shadows. That's just something about you, I know.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
All right, now, we up in this spot, and you already know what it is. It's your boy, the Promo King, 5 Stacks, and we about to get messy, all right? So, firstly, I would love to give you guys an update on my man's Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez has actually made a call recently from the inside, and he denies any wrongdoing. And he says that the LADA pretty much, you know, had it in for him and just wanted to see him convicted. So his appeals case is coming up. So a trial, rather. So, you know, hey, free Tory. That's what I'm going to say about that. I just wanted to start a pot real fucking fast because right now. Because now, like, you know, I love you, Hadi, and I love you, Jay, but we beefing right now. Okay. We beefing right now as of right this moment because I got questions. I want answers, and I'm sure y'all got questions and y'all want answers too. So this is extra messy. That's what this is called right here. Okay. So who y'all want to start? Y'all gonna come at me first, or what y'all want?
Handle
y'all,
your business.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay, I'm gonna kick this shit off then. Let's do this shit.
Just make sure you aim right.
Can your man of 6 to 8 months cry in front of you for a random occurrence outside of death, outside of, you know, somebody in their family getting hurt, something like that? Just a random occurrence.
Like one day he came home and just started crying.
I can't. Like, I'm behind on this bill. Like, this baby, is so I'm hard. I'm frustrated and I cry. Does that change how you look at me?
No.
Okay. Oh. No, go ahead.
No, but I've had guys cry in front of me and like, I'm just a type. I'm a be there for you type. You feel me?
Okay.
Like,
right.
You know, I'm a.
Okay. See, this is Feel see, Cam, this is the, you know this, what I'm is, this is how I start. Watch,
I'm gonna just figure out, like, you know, what's going on. Like, okay. I don't
respect. I respect
anybody
that.
Crying is hurt in my eyes.
I get that, and that's how I'm you should treat to, it. Absolutely. Okay, Jay.
I'm respect it because men nowadays they like to hold it in and taught not to cry, blah blah blah. But that's an emotion, a God given emotion we should express.
Okay.
So if it is a random thing, it could be built up. You get what I mean? Yeah. I figured, you know, sometimes you just have to let it out, and I'd rather it be that way.
Okay. I get that, and it's a random occurrence. But let's say he's just a little different than normal. So every day he come home from work, and he hates his job. He has a business that's not extra business on the side that's not succeeding. So he worries about that, so he cries to you about that late at night. Like, every time he's going through something.
Are we talking like boo-hooing?
Not boo-hooing.
Right. Like tears, crying.
No,
or like
we talking
whine,
about
like,
just
like,
kind
like,
of.
Like always negative.
Yeah, whining
kind
and negative.
Okay, Demi Downer.
He's whining. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? But these are still genuine complaints. Mm-hmm. But you said that, you know, he shouldn't feel ashamed to cry. Like, how can you gauge that, right? Like, how often... I have a theory.
Okay.
And I believe that you guys say that, but in actuality, we have select times when we can cry in front of y'all. Select times.
Not true.
To me. Because I feel like, if, like I said, if there's a death, if somebody close to us, really close to us, gets hurt, I feel like most women, they'll be like, you know, I'm going to make this exception for him. But if I'm coming home whining about bills, if I'm coming home and I'm whining about I can't stand my job, or Steven at the job got the promotion and I didn't, and I'm shedding little crocodile tears and shit, I don't think that that's... I think that's a recipe for y'all to leave.
It's like, yeah, weigh out the options. Why would we leave? I'm not gonna leave because you crying. I'm just gonna be like, all right, baby.
I feel like we should find a solution.
Yeah,
like, okay,
like, let's solutionize. We gotta
sit down and come up with a plan and figure this out.
If you really rocking, I'm really rocking with you. I didn't deal with their homegirl.
Let me tell you this
in the group chat.
But let me say this:
it's baby shit.
I didn't deal with worse than that. Okay,
right.
I didn't. Right. Like, for real, accepted way worse than that. Right. So a dude crying, that's like...
I would prefer that.
Yeah, that's nothing.
At this point in my life.
All you two need to do is look in the mirror and y'all understand why these niggas crying after y'all trying to leave. Oh, my
you
mama.
Just a you baby boy.
Oh, my mama. Shit. Okay. All right. It's y'all turn now. Come on.
All right. So if your lady after 3 years... and I mean, like, bomb lady, okay, cook, clean, right, do everything.
If we locked in,
ain't no switching up. She came home one day and she's like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, and not the relationship, but like, I don't want to just be the one cooking. I don't want to be.
No, more. Okay.
I'm not that.
Okay.
So she don't want to be the one, like, that's that housewife, or like not even the housewife, but like the dependable one of the cooking, the cleaning. She said, you know, just get a maid, just get a boat, just get something. I don't want to do it. I just want to be a pretty princess.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
it.
Sure. She don't want to.
I just
want
to be a pretty
princess.
She want to
be a pillow princess.
My bad. A pretty pillow princess.
Okay.
Find someone else to do it. Basically, okay. I find someone else to do it. Girl, after 5 years, kind of like I showed you this. Now, boom! All right, I'm done. Mm. How would you take that? Is that a deal breaker, or is that like we gonna figure it out and I'll just get somebody else to do it like you suggest?
Get somebody else to do it.
I'm a firm believer of you give somebody enough rope to hang themselves.
Okay.
So if when we started dealing with each other, you was cleaning, you was cooking, you was doing your thing, you showed me that you had a capacity for that, then naturally I'm going to ask you, why do you feel this way? Maybe it bubbled over. So maybe we can fix this. But if you're just telling me like outright, I'm not doing nothing no more except spending money and wasting your time. Like, I mean, like, I'm going to like, I'm probably going to send you on a store run and lock you out the house. Like,
ooh, dang, that's cold.
I'm just saying, because like, we can't work no more, because the minute the respect goes out the window, we don't have anything anymore.
Okay.
And you know, there's no way that you respect me as a man, you know what I mean? If you're just going to tell me basically I'm not putting anything at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. If I'm paying for everything, and I'm paying all the bills, I'm the one holding all that shit down. Okay. If that's the way it's going to be, but you really don't have an opinion anymore in around the house. I'm going to keep that shit real. You can't. I'm sorry. Because you don't contribute anything. Vagina, thank you very much, but I'm sorry, that don't equate to what I'm shouldering, because I can't even tell you what my main concern is, and that's that you're not helping me.
Gotcha.
I can't even say, because I've agreed to this now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now, like, I have to hold all that in, and then 9 times out of 10, when y'all don't respect a man, that doesn't turn y'all on. Y'all don't get turned on by not respecting a man. It's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's fucking, man, come on, bro. It's kryptonite to a nigga, to a female clit. You feel me? Like, y'all don't fuck with a man you don't respect. And if you do, you're with him for the wrong reason.
That's hidden intention for sure.
That's how I feel about it. Okay. All right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if your bestie caught your boyfriend with somebody else out in public when you weren't around, should she tell you?
See,
hell.
No, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Hattie.
I feel like, yeah, but I know.
But caught doing what?
No, I feel like as my friend, so he with a female, you're my friend. As my friend, me personally, I want friends around me that's gonna let me know that so I can leave him or whatever. I don't know if he cheating or nothing, the backstory, but I would still want to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, I seen so and so with blah blah blah.
Right.
Like, if you're my friend, you should definitely tell me that.
Right. You wouldn't look at her as no kind of rat, because I mean, you probably would appreciate her telling you, but at the same time, you wouldn't be thinking like, man, like, sneaky shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she come tell you later. Let's say she don't call you right then in the moment. She tell you late. She call you the next day and tell you, yo, I saw Daquan out with some bitch.
Oh, one of them. Oh, girl, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, exactly. Conversations.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't feel like that's weird, because well, were best
you
friend,
the female? Because you know, we talk every day.
You know how females are. When we got some tea, we like,
we yeah. got, we you in girl, the what? We in the group chat with it.
We instantly. So yeah. if you waited, that's not something that's like, oh, I forgot to tell. No, you ain't yeah. gonna forget you nothing don't like forget that. So yeah, that is a red flag.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a red flag. And I don't want no friends like that around me. If you could not tell me stuff that I need to know, because that's stuff I need to know. You feel
I
me?
I get it. Okay, come on.
I just feel like hopefully it's somebody I know. Like, he ain't that dumb. Like, it's all right. Oh, I know who she was, blah, blah, blah type thing. But if that wasn't the case and it is on site, then you need to call me on site. Like, send me a picture, video, something. Send me something. Right. Let me know.
So what if she doesn't tell you because she knows you really love this man, and then fast forward, y'all break up 6 months to a year down the line, and then in a conversation she happens to tell you, well, girl, you know what, I did see him at Freak Nick with such and such.
Oh, he said Freak Nick. Lord damn,
I seen her. Seen him at with Whoopty Bam, and girl, that wasn't his friend, but I didn't want to tell you because I know you love him.
I have been in them situations where, you know, she ain't gonna leave.
Exactly.
It's gonna make it weird now, because she bring him around. Now he may got a problem with you. So now it's awkward because you didn't tell him. He like, oh, your friend snitched on me. So it get messy. I'm telling you, I done been in a situation where I let my homegirl know. Then we couldn't go out no more because she go out with her dude, and her dude don't want her around me at the same time as him. It just made it weird. It was like, I was better.
I feel, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to keep it a buck. Every woman, majority, let me say that, majority of the women know the dude they got. After that 6 months, you know what you're dealing with. You know your tolerance. You know your enablements. You know the type of guy you got. And if it's your best friend, she know the type of woman you are. I have been in positions where that has happened, and the women get mad at me for telling you what dude doing, versus I should just stayed out of it, because it's like, here I am trying to be homegirl, look out for you. And then you and your dude get in an argument, and you sit with him. Now dude saying, don't hang with her, don't do this. Now everything, the whole domino effect changes, all because I was trying to look out. So sometimes I learn to mind my business, and that only pertains to the women, like my friends that I know who I'm dealing with, because it actually reverses, and it comes bad on me for just trying to look out.
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely.
I've been in that situation.
Yeah, so it's just like, what was the point? Mind my business.
So, man, so listen, man. I really need y'all to, y'all not punching me.
We pinch, but we gonna punch. Yeah, and when we punch, we gonna knock out. Punch,
because all right, I got some shit. Come on,
Hottie.
So you meet this girl, right? Uh-huh. She perfect girl, everything you looking for. Y'all been dating for a while now, whatever. Y'all decide y'all wanna make it official. Mm-hmm. Like, she a good mom, she cook, she clean, she slurping good, all that. She doing everything, right? But then, like, once you decide to take her serious, like, you know, y'all have that talk about, like, you know, your past or whatever, and you find out, like, she used to be a porn star. I'm talking about, like, what's her name? Pinky. Superhead type status where it's out there like that. Right. You feel me? Like, could you move forward? Or is more so like, I don't know about that, baby. Like,
so, I've dated a woman who did porn, like, early on in her life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This was a long time ago. And it wasn't, I don't really, like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I don't really judge a woman on her past, on her body count. I might get a lot of arrows for this one, but I'm going to keep it real. Like, I don't hate on a woman's body count. The reason being is because, like, at some point, if her mind state is right, you know what I mean? Like, she going to come out of that one day, and she going to be a fabulous woman. Like,
right. Yeah.
It does bother you when you think about the, you know, what she done.
And then what she do to you, it's like,
what's been inside of her? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you think about it.
You hear like all the rappers didn't hit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's different.
I'm talking about superhead status. Yeah, no, I'm talking about her status.
She done fucked with the celebrities and all that.
I'm just saying superhead.
She know the homies. She know the bros. They know her.
So what if she got, no, but what if you meet her, she changed.
She
a changed woman, you feel me? She don't do none of that no more. She untouchable now. Can't nobody touch, you know.
We have to move.
She didn't got baptized.
She ready to hit that Omarion touch.
We gotta be somewhere else.
She got baptized and everything.
We gotta be somewhere else. We can't live in that neighborhood.
He said, we gotta go, babe. We gotta go over. She gotta change her name and everything. Change her whole alien.
Y'all gotta understand something. Men, we are territorial. Like, some men are jealous. Some men are jealous, but all men are territorial.
Very much.
Right? So my thing is it's like, how do you or Jay, like, if I, like, let's say, like, I meet y'all and I'm like, damn, like, I really fuck with her. And we, like, start dating and we getting serious and we start being intimate and all of that. And we thinking about having a family and everything. Like, ooh, niggas don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fuck with a nigga in the neighborhood, I don't care if he was the nigga that took your virginity back, way back when.
Facts.
The neighborhood.
Facts.
Like, he it could be our motherfucking, we could be leaving our motherfucking wedding in the just married car. Ooh. And that nigga can see you from across the street and see me and give me that look like, yeah, nigga, clap them cheeks, nigga. Clap them cheeks, nigga. Like, we do that. He's gonna give you that. He don't have to say a word.
Wow.
Like, yeah, US Kids presents.
I don't care how long ago it was. Like, it's when a man got another man scent in his nose about his woman, it drive us fucking crazy.
Wow. But y'all get to just, you know, hit the home girls and,
ooh, Hottie, I was about to go there.
Y'all get to do whatever y'all want.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, whenever, home girlfriend, cousin,
and they
sister,
get praise for it though. That's the crazy. That's,
and y'all get the
standard,
hand claps and pat on the back.
Let me tell you, I feel
like, yeah, she was a porn star because that she was known, but y'all just your own porn stars. Y'all just don't have that title.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to the home girls that like to get around and do all this, that there was a time when that shit was attractive, but you come to realize as you become older that it's not even being a prude about it. It's just understanding the value of your own penis. Y'all gotta understand supply and demand and how it works. If vagina's being given out like ice cream, what do you think that does to the value of dick?
Mm-hmm.
Our shit raised. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got one, true, but not all of it's good. You know what I'm saying? Not all of it is attached to a sane nigga.
Right.
Or a straight nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So that, I feel like that's what, that's why I don't worry about body count from the female, because it's like, even if you hit X and X and X and X and X, I can sit back and I can say, you know what? Well, I've reached a point where I know what I did. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm in control of my shit. So I don't want to be judged on what I did. Because if I drop what my body count is, a lot of women would be like, bro, I'm not fucking
with you.
So
you don't care about body count. So you would.
I mean, like I said, I was
even
in a relationship
she's on
with her.
Superhead status.
He said he got to get out the block.
We got to leave.
But y'all have to leave,
Hottie,
though.
We
got to
leave. We have to.
Because everyone deserves a chance.
Let's say that she looked like one of y'all, like, you know, y'all attractive women. You feel me? Like, niggas is going to try. Niggas is going to look. Niggas is going to make it known. Nigga, I used to fuck. Like, niggas, some kind of way. Some niggas.
But
is
what
just,
if she popular everywhere?
They gonna make a
Ray J song. I hit it first. Part
listen,
two.
Beyonce is known. She's known everywhere, and Jay-Z knows that there were other men that was with her at some point in time, and probably, you know, did their thing or whatever. But Jay-Z also understands that he's so entrenched and so locked in with her that it doesn't matter. Like, she's had multiple times to leave. She's not gonna leave that man.
Right. Do you think if Beyonce had the background that Superhead have, she could be as far as she is right now? Like, as far
No, absolutely not.
You don't think, even if her music good, you know what I'm saying? She Beyonce. Like,
yeah, no.
This is
see,
Beyonce.
But Beyonce's not just Beyonce just for her music, because it's rarely every day I pass by, whatever, you just see somebody bumping Beyonce music in their car.
Yeah,
like, let's just be factual.
Business ventures.
It's just her overall cadence. Yeah.
I think it's her exclusiveness.
Her voice, her exclusiveness, exactly. Like, we just respect that woman, that Beyonce, because she made her name great. Like,
right.
That.
Man, okay.
It's factual.
Makes sense.
No, definitely, man. So,
your background can affect.
Yeah, it can.
I guess it depends on the dude.
It can. But, I mean, you know, at the same time, like I said, man, like, if she got sense enough to you guys are smarter than that. Like, women are smarter than that. Like, if it's a guy, like, let's say they choose a retired hoe, like, you really gonna know what to do not to have this man know that you used to be a hoe. Y'all real good at hiding shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, for real, like, you do got a lot of women that'll be...
Not if you super head status. Hey, I don't know how much you hide.
But I tell you, but when I tell you that the way that y'all minds work, y'all will definitely...
Yeah, we good at what we do.
Oh, yeah. Y'all will definitely spin it a certain type of way. Like, I really cared about all these men that I dealt with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hey, everything, you know, and he just turned out to be nothing. And I couldn't stay with him. Like, you'll make it seem like the sex wasn't a part of it. Like, that's
just
what bothers
came with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that you guys want it just as much as we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I don't think... I mean, let's ask that question. I mean, do y'all feel as though y'all... want sex as much as we do?
I feel like no, only because I'm gonna tell you this, and this is just one example. When dudes go out, what y'all looking for? Like, well, you know, when you was younger, probably.
Yeah,
I know now it'd be like you trying to
squirrel looking to bust a nut.
It's like men, and it's just an example. They go out, and it's like they're looking for women. Who I'm gonna sleep with tonight? Women, we go out, we ready. Like, girl, let's turn up. You know what I'm saying? We get a drink. Like, okay, right. Somebody about to buy us a drink. Like, we turning up. We not worried about a nigga. Now, if we do meet a guy, and okay, you know what I'm saying? Cool, whatever. But that's not our, like, goal. Like,
right.
We got to go.
So after the time, like, we in the VIP, whatever, dancing,
like,
with our
so
home girl.
On it. Like, we just want to have sex with whoever we having sex with, honestly.
Yeah.
Right.
If we having sex with one person, we good. Like, we going to get drunk, go home.
Hey, have that ready for me. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Drunk
texting and all that.
I know what it's like when you call me.
So I feel like women, we could, you know, but I feel like guys, it's just...
Yeah, and I agree to that. I think with my man, absolutely. I think women can be worse. When it's that one partner and you comfortable with him and he comfortable with you, absolutely. It freaks me.
With that partner, okay. Like she said, with your partner, yes.
But just to be out there, okay. That's not the woman I am.
Okay, so Jay, so I'm your nigga. We've been together for like 5 years. It's kind of serious, right?
Okay.
Like, what's your favorite kink? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to turn you on? Like, what do I do to get you off?
Oh man, just how you respect me as a woman.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Oh, we are.
You talking about in the bed?
Oh, in the bed?
We
going
trying to
nasty.
Get your G-weight.
We going nasty.
Oh yeah. It's prior to we get to the bed. What you do prior to that moment, like
foreplay?
Yeah, like the foreplay.
What type of foreplay?
How do I make you wet? You need to answer this question.
I told you
I was gonna be on you, Jay.
Nah, I feel like Bae gotta have that bath ready for me. Okay. Like when I walk in, like get your ass in that tub. Not even like, hey, but no, like let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Like get in that tub.
Assertive, let's
or,
go.
Yeah. Like okay. this is what okay. I got for us tonight. Right. Shut
so
it
like
down.
Can he say,
I do. Shut it down.
Can he say bitch get in the tub? Like
he don't need to do all that.
Oh, so dirty talk has a limit. Okay.
He don't need to bitch me. Yeah, it don't take that much for me to get aroused. Okay. And by 5 years, you should know. Like, you should know.
Okay.
But when my man say, shut that down, I'm, like, okay.
I like that.
That would be like that girl on Baby, ooh, girl, I got to call you back.
That part right there. Okay. All right.
I'm not too hard to please.
I get you. I get you. Okay, so Hottie, we've been together. See, I got to go different route with her, right? Like, we've been married. Okay. We've been married for 10 years. We've been married for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I need to, like, what's your favorite kink? Like, how do I make Hottie wet? We've been together forever.
At 10 years, right.
I know personally the thing that gets me going is if you come behind me like and like kiss on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about that neck. I'm gonna be like, come on, like I could be cooking. You come up in there just
and squeeze you. Boy,
like just kiss the neck and I'ma fall for you.
Set the neck. I'ma
get
baby.
Weak. That's it.
Well, I learned. This show was
don't
very
start kissing, massage your shoulders, then just caress
it's like,
and just,
you know, just touch me.
Lord.
All right.
I like ass smacks too. Like,
you like to be fondled. Like, okay. I get you. Yeah, I like you. That's the business right there.
Yeah,
when you just out of nowhere, like
yeah,
you just
no matter nowhere,
damn
I like
it. That's my.
I feel like a guy enjoying it when he smack it. It's like
like that's mine.
So it excites us. Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, we reaching the twilight of the show. We gonna go on the lightning round. So now I'm asking the questions. I want concise answers. But,
okay.
All right. So you ready?
Ready.
All right. Okay. What's the shortest time you waited between sex partners?
Between?
Yes.
I'm probably like...
Come on.
A few months. A
few months? Yeah. Okay. All right.
A few months.
Okay. Come on, Heidi. Ain't no judgment.
Ain't no judgment.
Okay, so I did...
Are we talking about like, well, like real quick, like relationship or
no,
just
you
part?
Fucking girl.
Oh yeah, no.
I didn't do like a day apart. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, okay, honesty. I respect it. And it's a lot of women
before,
that would respect.
You know, I don't do it now, but
right.
I have done it like one guy today and then a different one tomorrow, but not often. I have done it.
I would have had to go like second because I would have like caved a hole in your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't follow up. That's why niggas don't do trains no more. Because niggas be trying to kill that
and
shit.
And it's funny
because
it was that situation though, where I wasn't satisfied. So I went to.
So you went to that.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't double back. I didn't spin a block either. I left it there. He still be hitting me up now, too.
It is.
Like,
okay.
You just let me hit it one time. Like,
he's chasing for years. Goddamn. So look, all right. So do women rebrand their male friends? When I say rebrand.
Oh, yeah.
Is there ever a time when you meet a man, right? And. He's you like him. You like, oh, he's solid. You know what? I might fuck with him. And then he do something goofy. Do something stupid. Say something dumb. Maybe not nothing major to where you can't fuck with him no more. But you guys are, my theory is you're not gonna get rid of that man. You're gonna kinda let him hang around and not quite, you know, he's gonna get friend zoned. He friend zones himself. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Am I accurate with that?
Can a guy friend zone himself?
Yeah, can a man
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happens all the time.
All the time. I got friend zone, a lot of friend zones. I'm a deal, like, I can't say I'm very firm. I know what I want. I pay attention to red flags. I bypass them too many times in my life. I ain't got time for it. But now, absolutely. You want to friend zone yourself. Like you said, I'm going to give you the rope, and you're going to hang yourself, and I'm going to keep you right there. I know where to place you.
I heard that.
I ain't got time to waste.
No, I get it, Heidi.
Sure, everything she said basically is like, I pay attention. What I like, what I don't like, what you say. Everything okay. And I just go based off that, so that'll determine if I'm gonna take it further, if I'm gonna just keep you right there.
Okay. Cause some crushes, and I learned, is just meant to be a crush,
right?
Mm-hmm. Just meant for me, you to be attractive, and
you
that's
know
it.
Once you talk to people and hear what they talk about and stuff, you're gonna just know everything you need to know.
Okay,
they gonna tell on themselves.
Would you give up your social media for a guaranteed husband and income?
No. Okay. Period.
Okay.
No comma. No.
Like with social, you know, on social media, that's what I'm talking about.
Give up social. I no, like if should, it's business, because I do business. Like
I was about to say, like if it's business, which most likely is going to be business. So no, I guess, because
okay.
I mean, unless we just don't make no money at all, like mm-hmm. I'm just on here for no reason, just posting stuff. I mean, it depends on how deep I am with my partner, if I'm respect that or not.
Just because a marriage is guaranteed don't mean the longevity of it is
okay,
guaranteed.
Well, let's say that this is hubby, this is that nigga you fuck with, and he come to you and he tell you, listen, no more, I want to marry you. You know I'm the man for you, but no more Instagram. Like, you have to delete your Instagram. Are you going to...
If I don't make money on there, I wouldn't
care.
Minute,
though. Now you got other platforms. You got other ways.
It's social media.
Thousands
a lot
of ways
platform.
To make money. Thousands of ways to make money. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's really just about the money on social media, why not just do OnlyFans? Why you need Instagram?
Because OnlyFans, you need to be a certain type of way to make a certain bag.
Okay, but at the same time, like, that just shows you how little you really need Instagram, right? Like, that's not that particular.
Well, you
social
said
media.
Social media. So social media,
well, she
is social
said
media
for
all
business,
across the board.
But she said business, right? Like, so the ultimate business site to use would be OnlyFans. So if you tell him, okay, well, the only exception I'll make is the fact that if he tells you, rather, the only exception I'll make is if that website is for business, and you say, well, I make money off Instagram, and he like, well, you might as well be making money on OnlyFans if that's what you're going to do. Like, you see what
no,
I'm saying?
No, I'm going to say this, and this is just being realistic, because my life, the way I have set up for myself, I want to be an artist. I am an artist. I plan to be a big artist. So social
period.
Media mm-hmm. is going to be a big part
you
of, like,
it.
You know.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I so, put it like this as well.
If you
like,
ain't seeing that, then...
No, I get you. No, I can dig it. So look, I got one more question, and then we're gonna drop our outros and get up out of here. Okay. 10-inch D and a 9-to-5 nigga, or 6-figure income, but a serial cheater and a little dick.
Wait.
What?
Ask that
Wait,
one more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ask that one more time.
Wait a minute.
Do
Wait
you
a
choose
minute.
A man with a 10-inch D and a 9-to-5 or a 6-figure nigga, but he's a serial cheater and he's got a little dick?
9 to 5 me, please.
Yeah, hell yeah. 9 to 5. And you got a big...
No, I'm talking... When I say 9 to 5, I'm talking about paycheck to paycheck. Struggling. Okay.
That's fine.
Struggling.
We can always fix that.
Because like, a 9 to 5 don't mean struggling. Yeah. You don't never struggle if you manage your money right.
And so you can always elevate from that anyway. Like
promotion, something.
Okay.
9 to 5 don't last
so
forever.
So you with Mr. 9 to 5. You with Mr. 9 to 5. You at your job because you're going to be working. You at your job at Target. And you scanning packages. And this man walks into your cashier lane. This nigga's icy. This nigga is, he got money. And he walked through your lane and he see you. You dress like that, but you got your Target vest on. You dress like that, but you got pow, pow everywhere. And he walk into the aisle and he walk down. He get to you. And he say, oh my God, you so beautiful. Like, let me take you to Dubai tonight. I can do it.
No. I'm not the type you can buy it. Like, right. That stuff
you can't
don't
buy
faze
me.
Me.
I don't care about your ice, your floss.
I don't.
Your
I
mentality.
Don't even care. Am I wearing, are you buying me some, even if you are buying me ice, you can't buy me though. I'm not,
yeah, let's say, but,
I'm
mean,
not
let's
a materialistic
say he,
person.
Let's say he one of them niggas that he just, he got it. And he like, he's what not, do you want? What is it going to take for me?
So I tell him, I'm not single, then he still pursue?
Like you say you told him that you're not
single? Yeah, I'll tell him like, I'm taken.
Okay.
I ain't got.
Okay. That's a yeah.
Maybe down the line, if I see you again and me and him don't work out, but right now, right. I'm cool.
Then if you're trying to buy me, I know you're doing that to like,
right, who else what you doing that to?
So that's a like, good point, yeah. That's a very
you know,
good point.
Because that was too easy. You don't know nothing about me.
And you ready
that's
to
smooth.
Just, you know,
take
you
me to Dubai. Like, I could end your whole life tonight.
It's facts. Look, okay, so,
you ready
okay.
Too comfortable.
Personally, too comfortable. I do believe y'all, and I do believe a lot of women when they say that they would react that same way. I don't believe them all, because some lying like a motherfucker. But I believe some of y'all. But I do think that shit's a flex for y'all should we ever get into a bad argument. I should have got with that nigga that was in my checking aisle.
Hell no. Nah,
I should have
like,
talked to that
why
nigga.
Why out of all the places you want to take me out, like, to Dubai? Like, that night? The hell no. Nah, you going
to
traffic.
You can't
they
use
break,
it in an argument,
they be breaking
though.
It down how they want to make it seem like, uh-uh. Oh, he probably creepy.
Yeah, because nah, why do you want to take down. Me way out there?
But, like, you know how many dudes get at us in a day? So,
facts.
We can flex on a lot.
It's a fact. It's a fact. So
we can flex on a lot because right. Dudes right. Getting at us all day, okay? Mm-hmm. So
can you flex on me, Hardy? Can you do that?
I'm going to go to Dubai.
I'm going to tell you, like, so it's if we want to bring it up in an argument, you brought that point up, we could just say another nigga was.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get the back
I had
of that.
Two niggas.
I'm just gonna get the back of that neck. That's what I'm gonna do. You start arguing with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's gonna make me weak.
And fashion. I'm gonna make your tacos out there.
Clean up the house.
I'm a cook. I'm a clean.
Real talk. So, ladies, this has been a fantastic show. Go ahead and tell the people again who you are and how they can get in touch with you.
Again, my name is Jay Chanel. That is J-A-E, no Y, but I do keep it fly. Jay Chanel, you can follow me on all social medias. And like I said, I am a filmmaker. I have a movie coming out titled Not a Victim that is going worldwide nice. In July, written, produced, and directed by me. So I want you guys to follow me to be looking up for the latest updates on that. And also I am on YouTube with my skits with me and my son called Teenage Blues. So anybody that have teenagers, you can relate. So y'all
man,
follow me on that.
My nigga's 15 and he a demon.
Man,
mine
just
my
turned
God.
16.
Don't bring up teenagers to me. I got 11-year-old, but she close.
Get man, ready. He says crazy. She got
I'm
a
scared.
Baby girl. You got a girl.
She gonna be all right. She got
she
you
gonna
for
be
a month.
All
so
right.
How do you go ahead?
What's up, y'all? You already know. L.A. Hottie. Make sure you guys are following me on all platforms at T-H-E-E-L-A Hottie. Go like, comment, share, subscribe, show your girl some love.
Yes.
And you already know, don't at me if you ain't nasty, okay?
Period.
Hey, that's period. What I'm talking about. And man, hey, look, I had a blast today, man. Listen, May the 27th, 2023, it is the Fashion Business Mixer. Okay, I got over 150 RSVPs from business owners. This is a business owner event. Howdy gonna be in the building. Jay's gonna be in the building.
Jay gonna be in the building.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. It's innovative culture. Cam's gonna be in the building. My boy TB gonna be in the building. It's gonna be crazy. We're also gonna have an exotic fashion exhibition from my bro Michael Malone, the Michael Malone collection. Also too, I just booked Deanna Michelle, comedian. She gonna actually do a set as well at the event, possible performance by a friend of mine as well. We got a lot of things for you guys, media opportunities as well. So make sure you tap in shit everything through the email, man. Cali's Finest Radio 1 @gmail.com. All right. This right here is Power Radio Nation. And your boy got all the heat that turns shit to sugar and makes sugar taste twice as sweet. That's right. The promo king himself. Product. Five. Stacks and counting. And this is California's finest radio. It's up, it's stuck, and it's never coming down. We're about of here, West Coast, nigga. Bam, 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 bam. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.